Title: Federal Circuit Vacates District Court's Claim Construction of the Term Pipette Guiding Mechanism. Content: In Malvern Panalytical Incorporated v. TA Instruments Waters LLC, the Federal Circuit addressed the proper construction of the claim term pipette guiding mechanism. Specifically, the Federal Circuit found the plain and ordinary meaning of pipette guiding mechanism sufficient and addressed how various claim construction doctrines affected its analysis, including the use of a non-related patent cited in an IDS as intrinsic evidence. Background: Malvern Panalytical Incorporated, Malvern, sued TA Instruments Waters LLC and Waters Technology Corporation, collectively, Waters, in the District of Delaware for infringement of various claims of U.S. Patent Number 8827549, the 549 patent, and its parent, U.S. Patent Number 8449175, the 175 patent. The 549 and 175 patents are each directed to isothermal titration calorimeters, ITC, which are a specific type of microcalorimeter that measures the amount of energy absorbed or released during a chemical reaction. During prosecution of a commonly owned, but unrelated patent, U.S. Patent Number 9103782, the 782 patent, the examiner rejected various claims as anticipated based on the application that matured into the 175 patent. In particular, the examiner alleged that the 175 patent SITC system that manually guided the pipette anticipated the 782 patent S automated ITC system that used an automated guidance system. The applicant, Malvern, unsuccessfully traversed the rejection on the merits, but removed the 175 patent from prior art consideration by arguing that 103(c)(1) applied due to common ownership. After a change in ownership, Malvern sought supplemental examination of the 175 patent under 35 U.S.C. 257. During the supplemental examination, Malvern cited seven office action documents from the 782 patent prosecution in an IDS and introduced two declarations by the co-inventor Rokalski. Rokalski's first declaration described the ITC device they alleged to have invented, and his second declaration indicated that the features they invented were included in the ITC 200 microcalorimeter, whose user manual was used as an anticipatory reference. During claim construction, Malvern argued that pipette guiding mechanism should mean a mechanism that guides the pipette assembly, while Waters argued that term should mean a mechanism that manually guides the pipette assembly. The district court adopted Waters' proposed construction, limiting pipette guiding mechanism to manual guided embodiments. The district court reasoned based on an interpretation of the 782 patent S file history that the applicant S statements limited the scope of the 782 patent S pipette guiding mechanism to only manual guided embodiments. The district court considered the statements because the 782, 549, and 175 patents have a common assignee and because both parties and the district court treated the common assignee as Malvern. Following the district court's claim construction order, the parties stipulated to non-infringement, which the district court entered. Malvern appealed. Issues whether the claim term pipette guiding mechanism encompasses only manual guiding mechanisms or covers both manual and automatic guiding mechanisms. Whether patent documents listed in an information disclosure statement, IDS, should be given weight to inform the meaning of pipette guiding mechanism in the unrelated 175 and 549 patents. Holdings: the Federal Circuit held that the district court erred in concluding that pipette guiding mechanism is a coined term with no commonly understood meaning in the art, and instead held that the plain and ordinary meaning of pipette guiding mechanism is a mechanism that guides a pipette, which can be either manual or automatic. The Federal Circuit held that merely listing the 782 patent office actions in the IDS of the 175 patent supplemental examination was insufficient to inform the meaning of pipette guiding mechanism in the unrelated 175 and 549 patents. Reasoning: first, the Federal Circuit considered whether the claim term pipette guiding mechanism encompassed both manual and automatic guiding mechanisms, or was limited to manual guiding mechanisms. The Federal Circuit looked to the claim language, specification, and the co-inventor declarations submitted with the 175 patent supplemental examination, specifically the federal.